Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
In Central Texas has now reached 110 people, but the more staggering number is 170 still missing after the July 4th flash flooding. Eloise Jones was one of the girls from Camp Mystic who survived and says she was shocked by what she saw the night the water began rising.
From our cabins, we could see the highway, and you usually can't see that, so we could see it all the way past all the trees that used to be there, and then we realized, like, we can't stay here.
Camp Mystic lost 27 campers and counselors and is still missing 5 campers and 1 counselor. 3 people were killed overnight in Rio Doso, New Mexico, where recent wildfires have made the area more prone to flash flooding. City of Philadelphia has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. The rank and file still need to vote on it. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia sent a record 728 drones into Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News. The CDC now says that 1 in 3 teenagers now has pre-diabetes. Type 1 diabetes, not linked to lifestyle and diet, but hundreds of thousands of kids have it. Now they're getting their own Barbie doll, says ABC's Dave Packer.
Mattel announcing it's introducing its first ever Barbie doll with type 1 diabetes. The toy company says the doll was designed in collaboration with Breakthrough T1D, formerly known as the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, with inclusivity in mind, and allows children to see themselves reflected in Barbie and fosters a greater sense of inclusion and empathy. The Barbie comes with a glucose monitor on her arm and an insulin pump, and Barbie's blue polka dot outfit represents the global symbols for diabetes awareness. Dave Packer, ABC News.
In Rustburg, Virginia, Sienna, a black lab and pit bull shelter dog, has found her forever home. The 4-year-old pooch, credited for recognizing a man's seizures during a June adoption event. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is truly a special company. Why? Not only do we house 4 completely unique businesses under one roof, but we also have unparalleled customer service, rates, and knowledge of the industry. Real estate, land surveying, insurance, and interior design is what we specialize in, and it is what we have been passionate about since day one. This is truly what makes us special. Give Driftless Area Group a call at 647-9050 or stop by our office located at 27128 Highway 14 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. The book of John, chapter 8, records the story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought before Jesus by the Jewish religious leaders. Wanting to stone her to death for her sin, but also wanting to trap Jesus, they told Jesus that Mosaic law said such a sinner should be stoned to death. So they wanted to know if Jesus would condemn her for her sin. Jesus looked at them and said, "The one who is without sin should be the one who throws the first rock." Dropping their rocks and walking away, they left the woman standing alone in front of Jesus, who was the only one who had never sinned and who could legitimately throw the first rock. I'm sure there was much fear in the woman, but Jesus asked, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." It doesn't say that Jesus forgave her, but it does say that he didn't condemn her, which tells me that he erased her sin so much that there was nothing left to condemn. But what Jesus said next was the most telling of his work in our lives. Jesus said to her, "Go and leave your life of sin." I've heard so many times that we're just sinners saved by grace. The sad thing is that I think Christians sometimes use that as an excuse for continuing to sin. But Jesus said, "Go and leave your life of sin." So people of God, let's live in the power of Christ and the Holy Spirit and leave our lives of sin so that those around us can see the work of Christ in us and glorify our Father in heaven.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It's prime time, and so is your sleep. For 4 days only, July 8th through 11th, get your best night's sleep at the lowest price ever on luxurious Nectar brand mattresses. That's right, premium comfort, unbeatable support, and serious savings. But only during our prime time sale. Come in, lie down, and feel the difference. This is the deal you've been dreaming of. Hurry in, July 8th through 11th. When they're gone, they're gone. Where comfort meets community. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet. And Court and Main in downtown Richland Center, Wisconsin.
What's the best place to shop this summer? Macy's. It's our first ever Star Deals Week. 6 full days of store-wide savings on everything you want. From shorts and swim to fine jewelry, all up to 50% off. Plus, home updates from Hotel Collection, Green Pan, and more, up to 60% off. Not only that, shop Macy's.com for new flash deals every day that everyone will love. No membership required. So don't miss Star Deals Week and Sunday at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Wednesday. Yesterday, high temperatures were in the 80s across southwest Wisconsin, and of course, still feeling humid with dew points in the 60s. And warmth and humidity, that's something that we expect in the month of July. Also, periods of rain here and there. Now, since June 1st through midnight last night, we've had about 5 to 7 inches of rain in total in the Richland Center area and southwest Wisconsin. Compared to last year's June 1st to July 8th, we had 8 to 12 inches of rain during that span last year. So this year, lesser amounts overall, though still in some areas, as you know, quite wet. And looking ahead, we will have those periodic chances of showers and storms. I did actually drop in the potential for a few showers and storms late tonight and into Thursday because of a complex developing in Minnesota and Iowa and pushing to the east. And this time of year, the atmosphere, as you know, quite volatile and kind of fickle at times as we see these showers and storms develop to the west and the northern plains, and then we see how they hold together as they push off to the east. So again, we'll be monitoring that for late tonight into early Thursday, which is why I've included the chance for rain. So getting to your forecast, today, a mostly sunny sky, feeling humid this morning, a little bit better with humidity this afternoon as dew points will drop into the low 60s. Highs today around 84, the wind light from the north. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight, lows around 62. And Thursday, a mix of clouds and sun and humid with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, especially closer to the Mississippi River, highs around 85. Thursday night, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible in the region, lows around 66. Friday will be mostly cloudy and muggy with showers and thunderstorms likely, especially later in the day. Some storms could be strong, along with some bouts of heavier rain, highs around 83. Some showers and storms will linger into Saturday morning, gradually shifting east, then partly cloudy and feeling a little less humid late in the day, 82. Sunday looks to be dry right now, mostly sunny, highs around 85. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 68 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 90, and we did pick up 3/100ths of an inch of rain with a quick-moving shower last evening. A 63-degree low this morning. For July 9th, a record high, 98 in 1938. Record low, 44 in 1961. Last year's high, 81. The low, 63. Sunset will occur at 8:43 this evening, and sunrise time tomorrow morning, getting later every morning. 5:31 will be the time tomorrow. East to southeast winds are at 2. Barometer is up slightly at 30.11, and no precipitation today. After a low of 63, we're at 68 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience. And also the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of local results and scores from around the area last night coming up. And the Brewers with an impressive win over the Dodgers 3-1 last night. Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008. We named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchens nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. There is a look at sports on this Wednesday morning, July 9th. Beginning with the 2027 baseball season, a double first base will be required in high school baseball games to minimize the risk of collisions by runners and fielders. Elliot Hopkins, National Federation of High School Sports Director of Sports and liaison to the Baseball Rules Committee, said, adding the double first base is symbolic to the evolution of the sport. It will immediately address running lane violations, and it will further protect the players from violent collisions that have occurred at first base. A batter runner may use either side of first base on a base on balls or on an extra base hit to the outfield when there is no chance of a play to be made at first base. Interference is to be called on batter runners if they only touch the white portion on a force play at first and collide with a fielder. Similarly, it is obstruction if a defensive player only touches the colored portion of the base and collides with the batter runner. Another rule is added to address defensive player meetings as charged conferences. Each team, when on defense, may be granted not more than one player-to-player meeting during an inning. Umpires shall deny any subsequent defensive team requests for that half inning. That is to again go into effect in the 2027 high school baseball season. In softball last night, the Mission remains undefeated, erupting for 13 runs in the sixth inning, defeating Richland Baptist Temple 2-26-7. Quinn Tidrick had a home run, while Lyle Fish Jr. and Seth Paulson went 5-for-6. St. Mary's down Boscobel Assembly of God 22-7. Julie Cairns was 3-for-3 on the night with an RBI. Rookie of the Year Father Kuhn and Ryan Plemer both added home runs for St. Mary's in the win. The Knights of Columbus outscored Grace Community 19-3.
Josh Kepler scored 3 runs, and Caleb Frawley had 6 RBIs to lead the Knights. And Richland Baptist Temple 1 beat Free Methodist 10-5. Andy Niemeyer led Free Methodist, going 3-for-3 with a double and 2 RBIs. And Braden Burns had a web gem catch as well. Action continues next week, July 15th, in Church League softball at Kroska Park. Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action. Aaron Halverson had the top score of the league. It was a 36, including birdies on hole 1 and 8. Last night was week 12 of 20 weeks of the season and the start of the second half. Brian McCarville had a 38, including a birdie on hole 3 and a birdie on hole 8. Ken Nick Sr. with a 38. Also, it was Brent Montre with a 39. Neil Mahoney with a 40. Pat Keegan, J.J. Klatt, and Caden Dilley all had 41s. Caden birdied hole 7. Other golfers with holes played under par: Andy Marshall with a birdie on hole 1 and on hole 5. Jim Kataravic birdied hole 2 and hole 8. Scott Wallace with a birdie on hole 5. And Gage Wirtz with a birdie on hole 8. Flag prize winners: Jim Kataravic with a closest second shot on hole 2. Brian McCarville had the closest to the pin on hole 3. Terry Wheaton, longest putt on hole 4. Jeff Jelinek with the shortest drive on hole 6. And Jim Kataravic was the closest second shot winner on hole number 8 during Quail Run golf action last night. The Simons Shark Swim Team had their opener in Richland Center Tuesday night against Lancaster and Reedsburg. Lancaster swam to first place with 535 points. The Sharks finished second with 416.5, and Reedsburg finished third with 183.5. Sharks relay teams that earned first place were the boys 8 and under medley relay and free relay team of Matthew Hardy, Dominic Fladerer, Emmerich Kalman, and Carson Earhart. The girls 11 and 12 medley relay team of Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, and Kaylin Burns. And the free relay team of Lauren Chambers, Claire Hying, Kaylin Burns, and Madeline Ringelstetter. The boys 15 to 18 medley relay of Connor Hying, Lucian Hamlin, Braden Burns, and Will Harpin. And the free relay team of Maury Wright, Will Harpin, and Lucian Hamlin. Individuals who received first place finishes were Emmerich Kalman in the short freestyle, butterfly, and distance freestyle, Morgan Worthington in the short freestyle and backstroke, Madeline Ringelstetter in the backstroke and individual medley, James Waterfall in the backstroke, Braylon Olson in the backstroke, Connor Hying in backstroke and butterfly, Grace Fratz in the butterfly, Will Harpin in the distance freestyle, Clancy Hying in breaststroke and the individual medley, and Levi Fratz in the individual medley. The Sharks had 8 rookies make their debut, including Josie Norte, Catalina Morales, Grace Wilson, Lily Wilson, Juliana Muth, Cassidy Earnhardt, Carson Earnhardt, and Dominic Fladerer. The Sharks are back in action Saturday in Boscobel for the Conference Invitational. They will be back at home for a home meet coming up on Monday, July 14th. Rookie Jacob Mizorowski gave up a leadoff home run to Shohei Ohtani. Then the Dodgers failed to score again last night in a 3-1 loss. 3 of the Brewers' 4 pitchers threw fastballs topping 100 miles an hour. Los Angeles has lost 5 in a row. William Contreras went 3-for-4, and Sal Frelick hit his 7th home run. Mizorowski earned his 4th victory in 5 starts, and Trevor Miguel posted save number 21. Andrew Monasterio of the Brewers says he is glad that the Miz is on his side.
Bro, he's nasty, you know, so I would rather to play behind him than face him, to be honest. Yeah, he's awesome, you know, like, that's a guy that's competitive, so that's kind of emotional, like, competitive show, so yeah, it's awesome to saw him doing that, and, like, also what he did tonight, you know, that's very nice.
Jacob Mizorowski talked about facing future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, I mean, you have all respect in the world to faced Kershaw and, you know, the 3,000 Ks. It's awesome to see a guy like that in matchup against him. But, you know, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was. So I hope that he knows me now, you know. It's kind of cool. But, you know, it is what it is.
Manager Pat Murphy talked about Clayton Kershaw being tough again on the Brewers.
He didn't give us anything to hit early, and he rolled through us just like he can. And you start looking around going, wow, this guy's he's a veteran. And I was trying to think along with him, and he was step ahead, and he was really, really good. But guys settled in, and they stayed pretty disciplined all in all.
Mizorowski continues to impress. 4-1 record now with a 2.81 ERA. He has allowed just 12 hits in 25 and two-thirds innings. He topped out at 101.6 miles per hour and threw 20 pitches of at least 100 last night. He also threw 19 curveballs after using only 10% of the time using curveballs before Tuesday night's game. The Cubs lost to Minnesota by a score of 8-1. Boston 10, Colorado 2, the Mets 7-6 over Baltimore, Kansas City 4, Pittsburgh 3, and the Athletics over Atlanta 10-1. Miami 12-2 over Cincinnati, St. Louis 4, Washington 2, San Diego 1-0 over Arizona, San Francisco 4, and Philadelphia 3. In the American League, Detroit 4-2 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 6, the White Sox 1, Yankees 10, Seattle 3, Cleveland 10-6 over Houston, and Texas 13-1 over the Angels. And University of Wisconsin students will pay more for football tickets this season. The athletic department has announced the price is going up by $25.50 of a total of $245 now. The charge includes a $20 service fee. The increase means UW students will pay more than students at all Big Ten Conference schools. But Ohio State and Penn State, those tickets go on sale starting next week. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
When you hold me.
BJ Thomas on WRCO and the Triple Play. Today we are hooked on WRCO. Here's Dylan Scott.
It was a Friday night, no cover, but the cover band was sounding right. And there you were, just flirty, dancing by the neon sign. To fishing in the dark, you were reeling in my heart. Now look where we are. I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked. Asleep and I can leave, but no way. This ain't a one-night flame kind of thing. Wanna wake you up, wanna press my luck, and my lips on your cheek like I can't get enough. Cause I'm hooked on kissing you, getting you turned on. Buzzing and loving on you all night long. Like a hit song on the radio, you already know the way it goes. All it took was a look and I was hooked.
Starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you. Hot-blooded woman child, and it's warm where you're touching me. But I can tell by your trembling smile, you're seeing way too much in me. Your life get tangled up with mine, 'cause I'll just leave you. I can't take no clinging vine. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me. 'Cause I'll just use you, then I'll set you free.
go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94 or 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come first.
Good morning. Hope you enjoyed the Hooked on Triple Play right there with Mac Davis capping it off. We're at 71 degrees in Richland Center, and our trivia question of the day is coming up in a little bit here this morning, plus community conversation on the morning show as well today between 9 and 10. We'll talk about some issues and some things in the Richland District. Talk about some of the things going on this summer and whatnot. So that's all straight ahead today. As we celebrate another day, Glory Days, this is Gabby Barrett.
Got the sun setting down on the grass in the yard. Got my head on your shoulder and my hand on your heart. Watching a bed for babies, laughing and picking daisies, catching the fireflies in a jar. This is as good as it gets. I don't know what I would change. I love this love that we live. I love that smile on your face. No, we ain't gotta look back at all those pictures and frames and wish they all stay the same. 'Cause right here, right now, I say these are the glory days. In a quiet house, it's Bible verses in the kitchen like it's holy ground. Living right don't cost things. Slow of a porch swings. Dogs run all the birds sing. You picking that six string. This is a say you're doing all
while you're dressed to kill and your lips red and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. We used to make this town burn it down. I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me, and all alone, and all your friends have all gone home, and you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
It was on this day, July 9th in 1877, when the Bell Telephone Company was founded, when it installed the first public telephone lines from Boston to Somerville, Massachusetts, and the first call was made. Little does anyone know, the second call made on that particular Bell telephone line was a phone call notifying someone that their car warranty had expired. Probably didn't know that, did you?
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Their business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. Visit Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do. Vitesnik Power Sports.
Coming up, our trivia question of the day, sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Lacrosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99. And Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today's winning answer wins the prize from Walsh's Ace. Which Brewer pitcher holds the team record for most strikeouts in their career with Milwaukee? Brewer pitcher who has the most strikeouts for the team in team history. Is it A, Dan Plesac? Could it be B, Giovanni Gallardo? C, John Axford? Or D, Jim Slayton? 608-647-4155. That's the hotline to call. and be a part of trivia today.
Every now and then on my way home, I stop at a spot where the wildflowers grow, and I pick a few, cause she don't tell me to. I go out with my boys all right, most of the time I call it a night before they do, cause she don't tell me to. Sunday morning, I'm in church, and my butt and my back and my necktie hurt, but I'm in the pew. She don't tell me to. Any other woman I know would have tried to control me, and it would be over. Blame it on my going my own way attitude. All of that stubbornness melts away when I wake with her head on my shoulder, and I know got pride. When I'm wrong, I apologize like she's mine to lose, but she don't tell me to. I got dreams in this heart of mine, but nothing that I wouldn't lay aside if she asked me to, but she don't tell me to. And she don't even know that she keeps me looking for the next right thing to do. Don't tell me to. A spot where the wildflowers grow, and I pick a few. Yes, I do.
Montgomery Gentry and WRCO. Today's trivia VIP is Jane Dvorak. Way to go. The Brewer pitcher who holds the team record for most strikeouts in a career with Milwaukee, none other than B, Giovanni Gallardo. There you go. Giovanni struck out 1,226 batters from 2007 through 2014. He was quite the guy, the ace of the staff a few years, and the opening day starter as well. And, yeah, there were a few guesses for Axford and Plesac, and both were relief guys and a lot of times closers. So, yeah, they had a lot of strikeouts, but Giovanni in the body of work where you go as a starter anymore, quality start is, what, 5 innings, 4.5 innings or whatever. But, you know, generally you've got at least 4, 5, or 6 innings of body of work each time you're out there pitching. So he did really well for the Brewers and was an all-star. Congrats to Jane, our Walsh's Ace Hardware trivia winner.
Sunday morning, man, she woke up fighting mad. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station.
when she heard about my newfound luck on that FM dial. And it's crazy how lately now it just seems to come in waves. What I thought was gonna be the death of me was my saving grace. It's got me thinking that her leaving is the only logical reason that I got the last spot in the Hooters parking lot. And the waitress left her number on my check with a heart. She picked up on the first ring when I gave her a call. And I only spent $5 at the Moose Club raffle, one a used four-wheeler and three free passes for me and two of my buddies to play around at golf. And I ain't gotta see my ex-future mother-in-law anymore. Oh Lord, when it rains it pours, when it rains it pours. I've been on one hell of a redneck road for 3 weeks now. And it all started on the day that she walked out. Then I won $100 on a scratch-off ticket. Bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time all, but she was wrong. And I was calling under 5 on the radio station. Want a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation.
Luke Combs on WRCO Radio, when it rains, it pours. 11 minutes before 9 o'clock.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Discover Boscobel, Wisconsin's ultimate outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to visit soon. Bob's Auto Body collision specialists excel in complete collision repair, precise paint matching, and expert restoration. Call them at 375-4434 today. Your hometown A&W serves up juicy burgers, cheesy curds, and classic root beer floats. Grab a double cheeseburger combo for just $8.99. Come for the flavors, stay for the memories. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has everything you need for quilting, gifts, and decor. Follow the Paisley Star on Facebook and visit them on Highway 61. And Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel is your small town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Newsom Building Supply in Boscobel help you with free estimates. Coming up, our news update from ABC in just a little bit here today. We're up to 70 degrees in Richland Center on a Wednesday. Here's Chris Young.
I didn't know what I was missing until the second that you walked into that bar that night under those neon lights. From the moment that you touched me, I was hoping that you'd love me forever and ever for all time. Didn't know that I'd been so blind, but you opened my eyes. Looking for someone I can spend it with.
turns out, oh, I was looking for you. Yeah, I was looking for you. Couldn't have just been anyone the way you smiled and said my name.
From a dream about you, just to say that you were leaving. I'm sleepy, but I thought that you said our love that will last forever is ending. Well, before you walk out of my life, would you be especially quiet? And don't you let my heart know. Writing something down and leaving it on the dresser. The tears in your eyes look a lot like mine, but I guess it's all for the better. Well, before we say our last goodbye, baby, won't you hold me just one more time? And don't you let my heart know that you're leaving. Before my heart finds out.
That's Gene Cotton. He had several hits in the late 1970s, kind of one of those forgotten artists now. Coming up on Trails Time here on WRCO Radio, we sure hope a lot of folks will get out and about for the Richland Center Kiwanis Club, Richland Parks and Rec Department, and Partners for Prevention. Free swimming pancake supper going on tonight. The Woodman Aquatic Center open from 3:30 until 6 for free swimming, and donations will be accepted to benefit equipment for children with special needs. The pancake supper. supper put on by the Kiwanis happens at the community center then from 5 until 7, and donations will go toward their always impressive backpack program and school supplies. Make that a part of your Wednesday. Here's Travis Tripp.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-D-L-E. Tell me what in the world.
Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. Until we talk again later, from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, news this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including their legendary pizza, video games, and of course, bowling. It's 70 degrees here in Richland Center at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll rising and the number of people missing from Texas flooding up as well.
At least 173 people now unaccounted for. At least 110 deaths are